Hi.
Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Good, I'm great. Well, I'm hoping you can tell me now a little bit about your situation.
I am a recruiter for the U.S. Army. Right now, currently, I'm in San Antonio for the All-American Bowl, sponsored by the U.S. Army.
Okay. Oh, you're from Green Bay.
I am from Green Bay originally, yes. Packer fan at heart.
Okay, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, in terms of my background, I was born in Green Bay, like I just mentioned. Went to Green Bay Preble High School, graduated in 2000, enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve the same year. And
okay, sorry, you graduated in 2000?
Correct, yes, from Green Bay Preble High
Okay,
School.
and then, right, and then you applied right away for the Army?
But yeah, I enlisted into the U.S. Army Reserve,
Okay.
actually the May of my senior year.
Was being in the military something that always appealed to you, or
It has, been, actually, yeah. A little background on my family. I'm kind of the pioneer. Nobody directly or indirectly within my family has enlisted in the military, so I was kind of like the pioneer to do this, and it was something that I thought about before. I do like the idea of working as a team, belonging to something bigger and better than oneself. So, aside from that, I was also looking for college programs to help alleviate the college tuition, the burden of college tuition, if you will. So, that was another reason why I did enlist.
Sure, no, that's understandable. And then, what has your military experience been like?
Well, it's been great. It really has. I belong to the 395th Ordnance Company. That's where I enlisted into a reserve center in Appleton, Wisconsin. I got mobilized twice. First time in 2003 to Afghanistan. The second time was 2007 to Kuwait. Now, throughout the process,
I'm sorry. So it was 2003 to Afghanistan, and then you went to Kuwait. When was that?
I was in Kuwait from 2007 to 2008, ma'am.
2007 to 2008. Okay.
Yep.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. And throughout the process, I attended the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, achieved my undergrad in business management.
Okay.
And then, go ahead.
So you did that sort of in between when you were here, when you
right.
weren't? Okay.
Yeah, when I was
then
doing
you were
my
working on your degree, and you said it was business management?
Well, it was business
okay.
administration with a management emphasis.
Sure, okay.
And then... got back from my second deployment, and I decided I wanted to get into recruiting. And from that point on, I was assigned down to Baraboo, Wisconsin, to be an Army Reserve recruiter. I did that for about 4 years, and I got reassigned to go to Warrensburg, Missouri, to recruit.
Okay, I'm sorry. So Warrensburg, can you spell that for me?
Yes, it's, Warrensburg, Missouri.
Okay. And when was that?
That was actually earlier this year. This was summer, we'll say July of 2013.
Okay, July of 2013. Now, did you get a degree from UWGB?
Yes, an undergrad, a bachelor's degree. And on top of that, I'm actually halfway done attaining my master's degree in business.
Okay.
At University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
Okay, UW-Whitewater. And so that would be an MBA?
Right.
That's what you're going for? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. So you, okay, just to back up a little bit here. So you decided you wanted to be a recruiter, and Baraboo is kind of where you started out, and then you got reassigned to Warrensburg, or was Baraboo like a training?
Well, no, I was actually assigned to Warrensburg initially. That was my first, what we call a duty assignment. And I was there from 2009 through basically April 2009 through June of 2013. And then from that point on, I got relocated. We call it a permanent change station from Baraboo to Warrensburg. And that's where
okay.
I kind of reside and work out of. Kind of confusing, huh?
Just trying to keep up with the timeline. Okay, so you were so when you decided you wanted to be a recruiter, you were first assigned to Baraboo. You were there basically from 2009 to to earlier this year, July or June this year, and then you were reassigned to Warrensburg, Missouri,
yes,
and that's where you are now. Okay.
Perfect.
Great. And so what do you do then, basically, as a recruiter?
As a recruiter, ma'am, our primary goal is to interact with the community, pretty much. We go to high schools. We do events during the high schools, within the high schools during, like, you know, case in point, presentations, you know, events within the high school, such as football games, events like that. And we try to build our nation's army by doing so.
Now, is it, you know, we're kind of, things in Afghanistan are winding down, and there might be a sense of, you know, not wanting to go out and maybe get involved with some of these wars. I mean, does that change how you recruit people, or is it more difficult to recruit people, or doesn't that really make a difference?
Well, in terms of that, ma'am, all I can do really is, you know, I talk to young men and women who are qualified for the Army and tell them my experience, my Army story, if you will. And we try to paint a picture of this is what the Army can offer you based on what you want to do. And that's what, really what recruiting is all about, sharing experiences that one has gotten through the Army,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Okay. And what made you decide, you know, that you wanted to stick with the military even after, you know, you mentioned earlier that you kind of done it to help with college expenses, which I think a lot of people do. What made you decide that you kind of wanted to stick with it then as a career path?
Well, yeah, once I achieved my undergrad, just, you know, the camaraderie and working within the team, things like that kind of, you know, it was something that was part of my life, and I wasn't ready to give it up. And really now, going from our reservist doing 1 week and one to full time now, it's a staple in my life, and it's something that I can't really, you know, imagine myself not being part of, something bigger, a team.
Now, you know, you mentioned that you were the first person in your family to kind of go this route. So you kind of went into it maybe not knowing what to expect. How was it different? I mean, was it different than what you expected it would be?
Well, I started with a blank slate because, like I said, you know, nobody in my immediate family or any relatives were in the military. So, you know, I did my research. I did my due diligence, and you know, as soon as I went to basic training, I just totally fell in love with it, and from that point on, it became a big portion of my life.
Okay. And you know, when you were reassigned to Missouri, is that something like they just kind of told you, okay, this is where you're going next, or did you kind of want to move? Because I'm just asking because you're kind of moving. Baraboo is probably somewhat closer, obviously, to your hometown than Missouri.
Absolutely.
And so I didn't know if that was, you know, if your goal is to stay in or near Wisconsin or if it doesn't really matter to you.
Well, in terms of answering your question, what the Army does and the military does is also sometimes they'll do what they call a permanent change of station, where you know, for career advancement, they'll relocate you based on the needs of the job that you have that you do for that military branch. The Army is no different. But you know, sometimes when you stay in one area for a long time, it gets kind of boring, and you know, it's always good to move around and experience different areas and, you know, different types of people, things like that.
Okay. And now, I know I looked at the email a while ago. Oh, I apologize. It's been kind of a weird week with the holidays. What are you doing now? What are you doing exactly right now in San Antonio?
I'm taking part of what they call the Army All-American Bowl. Basically, it's based around a premier high school football game with high school all-stars from all around the country in various positions. And our job is to kind of reward and to recognize each one in terms of athletically. Now, along with the event, we also recognize band members from all across the nation to kind of say thank you.
Sorry, I'm missing that last part. You recognize who?
Band members as well, ma'am.
Okay, from high schools? Okay.
Yeah, and really, it's really cool. I talked to a young lady last night, and she told me kind of the process that they go through, and it's a rigorous trial process, if you will, and they have to basically recite in front of everybody, and with these young men and women, in terms of the band members, what they went through, it's pretty remarkable, and we just wanted to recognize them and award them.
And what do you tell kids that are thinking about joining the military?
Well, in terms of the Army, whenever I sit down with a young man or woman who is maybe about serving their country, the biggest thing that I do is explain the benefits, what we can offer them, and what they can get out of the Army, or any branch, really. But you know, it's more than that. You know, obviously, we can give them job training, we can give them money for college, but we can also teach them how to work within a team and how to better themselves. We should think about these are all things that are going to help that person down later in life. And that's what really makes it all about.
Okay. What was the hardest part of doing your two tours?
In terms of the deployment, the hardest part I'd probably say is just being away from family. When I was deployed both times, we went through a rigorous routine, if you will, of training, a regimen of training. So, I mean, we were highly trained when we went there, especially the first one. It just didn't kind of really didn't know what to expect. But after a couple weeks, you got acclimated to the climate and the situation, and it was really like doing a job in general.
Sure. Would you come home to visit family over the holidays at all?
Sometimes we were able to. The first deployment I wasn't able to, but the second deployment we were able to come home during what we call our lead time, which is vacation, and come to have a family, everybody, and just relax a little bit.
I'm sure that was hard to be away. What do you see for yourself in the future?
Well, looking, short-term wise, I do plan on staying in the Army, retiring within the Army. I'm halfway done in accomplishing my master's, so that's definitely a priority as well. And that's one thing we try to tell, people who are maybe not so much, understanding what the Army can offer, that you can be a soldier and also go to college at the same time. That's a big message we try to portray, especially to young men and women, because, there's many options within the Army. And the Army is definitely looking for people who are one educated, but two that want to become educated. And those are all things that we can, help out and accommodate within the Army.
Sure. How old are you?
I am currently 32.
You are 32, okay.
And I feel older than you.
I'm sorry?
I said I feel older than you.
So 32. Are you married or have a family?
Yes, ma'am. I am married. No kids.
Married with no kids?
Right.
Okay. People that might remember you from, when you were here or when you were in high school, how would they remember you, or what kind of memories do you have here?
In terms of maybe high school?
Right.
Okay, well, I was very timid and shy in high school. I played sports. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I wasn't involved in a lot of extracurricular activities at school, but...
What kind of sports did you play?
Well, I played basketball for a little bit, and then the reality set in, just kind of, you know, I put that aside, and it started to work more and more into, you know, it helped pay for college and all that good stuff. But
sure. No, I understand.
I guess I would imagine.
Okay. And when is the last time you've been home here in Green Bay?
The last time I was up in Green Bay was actually earlier last month, in December, earlier the second week. My wife and I went up there to kind of visit her parents, and my parents kind of did the holiday thing together, which is really nice for everybody.
So in early December?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So your wife is from this area as well?
Yes, my wife is currently from Oshkosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think those are kind of the basic questions. And then how long are you in San Antonio for?
We're going to be here until Sunday. The All-American Bowl was probably events are geared around. It's currently noon on Saturday. I believe NBC. We are on NBC.